You're listening to some of my best and most knobbly bits from today's show. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2. Now, you do hear about babies being delivered in the backs of cars, but thankfully it doesn't happen that often. But it did happen to Paul and Regina Doherty last Saturday afternoon when they were on the way to hospital. Paul's on the line. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, just so people know, this was your fourth. So yourself and Georgina had been there before.
That's right, yeah.
So you got in the car to go to the hospital. So presumably you thought you were kind of fairly seasoned pros at this kind of thing. You thought there was enough time.
Yeah. We thought that we'd get over there and maybe have a few hours to spare.
Yeah.
But no, we were only in the car 5 minutes whenever Georgina asked me to stop. She says that she was ready. She could feel that she needed to push.
Right. What was your reaction? Did you have an urge to say, can you not just hang on to it like a poo?
That's what I felt like, but I didn't say it out loud.
Yes, probably.
So I just done as I was told and I stopped the car.
Yeah.
It was, the first place I could, which was in a roundabout just off the border onto the area.
Oh my God, it was on a roundabout?
It was on a roundabout. It was like a new road that was built, so there was like a slip road off to it.
Right.
But there was no development done yet, so we stopped in there and then I rang 911.
Right. Okay, so sorry, it wasn't. I had this vision of the car was parked up on top in the middle of the roundabout with people beeping at you.
Not bad.
Right. So presumably then, when you did all that, she was fully dilated and it was sort of go time.
Well, I assume so, because she felt she could feel the head coming out. And
oh, gosh.
And then whenever I got out of the driver's side and I walked around the car while I was on the phone to the medics, and when I opened her passenger side door, the baby's head was out.
Oh, crikey. So yeah. So the medical people on the phone, what advice did they give you?
They were, telling me just to keep her calm and making sure that she was okay and telling me what to tell her. But as I was doing this, the rest of the baby was coming out, so I had to drop the phone and grab the baby.
So there wasn't really time to say calm down.
No time at all. It was really fast whenever it happened.
Crikey, so it was, that's quite a, well, I know, apart from the whole in the back of a car thing, that's quite a nice birth.
It is. It was actually in the front. It was in the passenger seat.
Oh, was it? Oh my God! So you had virtually no room.
No room at all. No.
So you literally had to catch her on the way out.
That's what I had to do. I had to drop. I was deliberating. I was holding the phone in one hand and I was trying to catch the baby with the other. I just had to drop the phone and grab the baby.
Oh God! And presumably you didn't have. I know. Is it a good idea or a bad idea to cut the cord at that point, or what did they tell you to do?
The medics, they were telling me because they were still talking me through what needed to be, what needed to happen next. But I was telling them, no, the baby's actually here now; she's out. But at that stage, they could hear the baby crying.
Yeah.
So they explained to me then, right? You need to leave the cord for about 5 minutes, and then you need to find a string or something to tie around the umbilical cord. So the only thing I had to hand was my shoelace. So I had to take my shoelace off and then wait for 5 minutes and tie the cord about 6 inches from the baby's belly button.
Ah, God. And did you have anything to wrap her in?
We did, lucky enough, Georgina's mother, before we left, threw a wee fur coat of my other daughter's in the back of the car. She had a fair idea whenever she seen Georgina leaving. She thought, right, it's going to be soon, but I don't know if she thought it was going to be that soon.
That's a fairly stylish introduction into the world.
That's for sure.
And what weight was she?
Well, she was 7'2" when she was born, when we got her over to the hospital. So,
Asha, that's perfect. And did the two of you have to wait for long before the ambulance arrived?
Well, it seemed like for ages, but no, it wasn't really long at all. Like, the baby was only out a few minutes when the ambulance arrived, so.
Yeah.
But, like, as you can imagine, and when you're in that kind of panic, well, I was the one panicking. Georgina was very calm. She was just telling me to calm down.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like a lifetime, and it actually drove past me first. Didn't see me. And, the boy on the phone that I was talking to, and the medics, he got in contact with him and told him to turn back again, so they came back then. But it just felt like everything was going wrong.
When the ambulance arrived, did you then have to get behind the wheel and follow the ambulance in your own car?
Yeah, so they took Georgina and the baby then. They wrapped her up and took Georgina and the baby in the ambulance, and I took the car over to the hospital behind them,
I don't know why. It just strikes me that after doing something like that, the last thing I'd want to do is have to concentrate on driving.
Yeah, it was a shaky drive over.
Yeah. And did they have to do any additional checks, given that, you know, she wasn't born where she was supposed to be born?
Because her temperature was a bit low, probably because she was born in the car, they just put her in an incubator for a couple of hours, but she was doing fine. They checked her blood sugar levels and everything was great, so they let us out the next day.
Gosh. And her name's Sophia?
Sophia, yeah.
Yeah, and how's she doing now?
Oh, she's doing great. She's just sitting here sleeping now at the moment with her mammy.
Yeah. So does that mean you have two of each now, is that right?
Yeah, two of each now, yeah.
Okay, so is that the full set, or have you had that conversation yet?
I think we've had that conversation now. I think that'll be us done.
Right, okay. as long as it isn't done in the back of a car, I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Listen, congratulations to you all, and thanks a million for taking the call today, Paul.
Sean, thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you were enthralled, horrified, or tickled pink. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2.